Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory-smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
In Jeff Lewis's world, there's never a dull moment.
I just got this DM. How are you showing up on my feed? You're like a bad rash. I blocked you several times. She doesn't even like the zoo.
I think she doesn't like it because of your attitude.
No, I pretend like I'm enjoying myself.
Smells. What is this food?
No.
My feet. Oh, where's my cane?
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Good morning. I'm here with Megan King, Megan Weaver, and Shane Douglas. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We also have Tim and Jeremy from the Hideaway Low Winery.
Good morning, Jeff. Thanks for having us.
Good morning. Thanks for all the free wine.
Yeah.
Are you now sponsoring Jeff Lewis Live?
100%.
Wow.
We got you handled. Good. Don't worry.
How much wine do we get today, Tim?
How much do we bring you guys?
I think six bottles.
A full case.
Though. Yeah.
Yeah. 12 bottles.
12
of wine.
Bottles,
yeah,
of wine.
12. And there's more
so
where that
generous.
Came from.
So we all went out last night.
Mm-hmm.
Early drinks dinner.
Yep.
And then looks like we're going to be doing a wine tasting up, right? At your winery.
Yeah.
What are your hours?
Well, for you guys, it just depends. You know, we can stay open late. But no, our hours were open weekdays, 12 to 5, weekends, 11 to 5.
Okay.
We are closed Tuesday, Wednesday. But yeah.
Those are the hours that I want to work.
That sounds great.
I'm just going to
they're great hours.
12 to 5, drinking wine. You know, it's not a bad gig.
Yeah.
So Stu and I are going up to Santa Barbara on Easter weekend.
Yes.
So we want to come up and do wine tasting. We'll have to take back roads. Right.
Oh, back roads only the whole way.
For sure.
Yeah, you'll have to give me the way.
Maybe,
no,
yeah.
We'll get
you
car.
Can't get on that 101.
There's a lot of back roads up there, so we got you.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
We got you.
So then how many wines do you think, like without getting like too shit-faced, like what would you recommend?
Oh, you're going to get shit-faced. There's no
really?
Getting around that.
I was going
to
say, Megan, you know this deal.
I sure do.
You know, typically we pour 5 or 6 wines, but you know, it usually ends up being about 10 or 12 and then, you know.
Well, it's a little poor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless I'm pouring.
Yeah. I know, but then you end up liking one, and you're like, well, I'll have a full glass of that.
Yeah. Right.
So, yeah, it's inevitable.
Megan King, have you done it?
Oh, yes, of course I have.
Oh, so
yeah, I love it.
And then how much, am I there for an hour, 2 hours? Megan was there for what, 6?
3 days.
3 days. 3 days, absolutely. Yeah.
That's kind of how mine went, too.
Yeah. But we had a good time.
Ugh. But that was, okay, so that was the time where you went up for the weekend.
Yes.
You were supposed to do radio, I think it was either Monday or
Tuesday.
It was
a Monday, it was Tamara Judge, and I never made it back to Los Angeles.
You called and said, I can't make it tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And I don't do this, but I got mad and hung up on you.
You got so mad.
Oh.
And then the boys talked. I put you on the phone with Tim and Jeremy.
Yeah, you called from the Hideaway.
Yeah.
Did I say put her in a car and send her home?
You literally did.
Was Tamara there with you?
No, Tamara was doing this show and I played hooky.
Small, small world.
I was a runaway. For the day.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
The wine will suck you in.
Well, I'm looking forward to it.
I'm really excited. We're excited to have you.
Will there be other people? I'm fine with people. Will there be other people there? I don't need a private. I'm fine with people.
I was going to say, we could do a private.
No, I don't need one.
Yeah, there'll be other people.
Okay,
it'll
good.
Be fun. Usually on a Saturday. Attention. Yeah, usually on a Saturday, we're rocking pretty hard. It's a fun time.
Really?
Yeah.
So I'm going to have a captive audience.
It's going to be fun.
Those people are going to keep drinking.
It's a lot of fun. And it's an adorable tasting room.
Thank you.
Really, really
Y'all have been very nice to us. We really appreciate it. It's a fun time.
How many people will be there?
Oh my God, are you obsessing now?
It's small, so keep that in mind. But we can fit about 40 or 50 people in there.
But should Jeff bring his headshots is what he wants to know.
Absolutely.
Should he bring his merch?
We can have you sign
wine. Oh, you should sell t-shirts.
Sharpie.
Our Jeff Lewis Live t-shirts.
You can sign wine bottles, too.
I can't wait to talk about co-parenting and spinal surgery, and it's gonna be really uplifting.
I'm gonna go too. I have a lot to add.
Oh yes, you do.
Yeah.
Okay, so are you presently married right now?
Yeah, I am actually. But did you have to bring that up right away?
Oh, I know, because I was curious. It's the first thing, but so you're not technically divorced yet.
Not technically, no. Okay, it's in the works.
So it's
You know what? I'm not getting divorced. I'm getting annulled.
Oh, because you were only married for a few hours.
Well, pretty much, yes. But it's I don't know. It was kind of like a pride thing. I didn't want to get a divorce. I wanted to get an annulled. I want to pretend like it never happened, you know?
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we shouldn't mention it. But I don't. So it was. We should just back up a little bit. So you met.
Okay.
You met. His name is Cuff.
Yeah.
Cuff.
Yeah, Cuff.
What's his middle name?
His middle name is Biden.
Okay. Got yeah. it.
Ring a bell?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, that sounds familiar.
Have you heard of it
yeah.
before?
Okay, well, how did you guys meet?
We met on Raya, the dating app.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And is it true that you, okay, so you started talking to him on the phone, right?
Yeah. We talked on the phone for like a long time, and then he flew out to St. Louis, where I live, and mm-hmm. we met, and we got married after 5 weeks,
mm-hmm.
which is, I don't recommend that.
Oh, really?
Really.
So it moved very quickly.
Yeah.
You fell in love fast.
Uh-huh.
You got married. And then how long were you actually together?
What do you mean?
Like once
married?
You married, yeah. When did you separate?
Okay. Well, I counted, and it was 71 days, I believe.
Okay.
70 days, yeah.
Well, okay, Kim K.
That's uh-huh. how I was going to ask. How long was uh-huh. Kim's marriage?
72, right?
Yeah. That's
you
why
beat
I counted.
Her.
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
Okay.
It's not like a source of joy for me.
Yeah.
But.
And this
it's not a competition.
We
no.
were talking last night
but
about
if it was, I would win.
Yep.
About the wedding. So okay, was it October of 20?
Right. Yeah.
October
of 2021.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So you got married in St. Louis?
No, I got married in Delaware.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it was a small wedding?
Yeah, teeny tiny at his parents' house in their yard. Yeah.
Did you have any idea that the president and the first lady would be there?
Yeah, I mean, that's okay. That's his uncle, yeah, so
okay.
I knew he was going
to
be there.
You know. Now, when you were on your way to, would you get married in a church?
You kind of have to plan a lot, you know, when the president's coming to something. Like,
okay.
There's a lot of plans. It's not like you can just pop in. They got to shut down roads and stuff.
Okay, and when you were driving to the, was it the venue, or is it, you got
well,
married
his parents' house, yeah.
You were driving there?
Yeah,
and then
the
what
driver was driving there, and yeah.
And you noticed that streets were closed?
Well, we were on the highway, and like, entire highway exits were closed. It was crazy. And I'm like, what is going on? What event is happening? Well, it turns out it was my wedding. That was the event. It
wow.
was, yeah, it was pretty, it was an intense feeling, you know, like highway patrol shutting down street exits. I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm not that important.
Right. That's exciting. Now, you were there at the wedding, Tim?
Yes, we were there. Yeah.
Jeremy
and I were there.
Yeah.
And she's not kidding. It was highway closures, like highway patrol everywhere.
Yeah.
And I remember
Secret Service everywhere.
Yeah. Meg, you, when we got to the house, you said, this is all for me. Like, I remember you saying that.
I did.
Was, yeah. Yeah. But it was wild. And it was a great event. It was really beautiful.
It was.
And
it
Jeremy
was nice
photographed it.
Yep. Jeremy, yep. Jack of all trades over here. Jeremy was the photographer.
Yeah.
And you had to do background checks?
We did.
I'm sure they did. They, like, I mean,
they do
they
them
didn't
secretly.
Say that. And then we had to all, yeah, secretly.
Yeah.
And then we had to all do COVID tests.
Right.
Yeah.
What about, like, did they frisk you?
Absolutely.
They did?
When we
Not
got
me.
There, they took all of Jeremy's camera equipment out of the car, and they went through the look on Jeremy's face like they were going to break his $50,000 camera because they were, like, putting their hands in the, it was wild. And
I did not
we
know
got,
that.
Like, basically cavity searched and, you know, the whole nine.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to go to the wedding.
Oh, it's Thursday.
Yeah, right? Literally.
But the wedding was, it was a beautiful wedding.
Yeah, it was,
it was
lovely.
Beautiful.
Did you write your own vows?
No, mm. We just did the traditional.
I do.
They
I
only
do.
Had 5 weeks to plan it.
They we didn't know each. We didn't know each other well enough to write our own vows.
Were the kids there?
Yeah, they were. Yeah, they were so cute.
And your parents? Your dad walked you down the aisle again for a third time?
Yeah, he sure did, Jeff.
Is he
sure did.
I mean, what does he say at this point? Like, again, really? Because this is your third marriage.
He's so really used to it at this point, you know?
Right, right. Mm, so you were married when you were very young for what, maybe 4 years? Was
yeah,
that it?
Yeah, like 4 years. I was married when I was 22.
Okay.
Yeah, so I feel like that one didn't count. You know, that was like a practice.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, and then I was married to my ex-husband, who I have my kids with, for 5 years.
Right.
And that was real. That was a real, legitimate, like, marriage and divorce.
Yes.
And then this last one is going to be annulled. So I've had 3 weddings and 2 marriages.
Got
I
it.
See.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not even really counting the first one anyway. So you really, you were just married once.
Exactly. That's what I feel like.
Yeah. And then you and I had a, because Megan and I have had long talks about this, because you have assets.
Mm.
We have to protect those assets,
mm.
right? So I asked you if you're going to get married again, and you
mm-hmm.
said no.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, as long as the person has more money than you do, then that makes sense. But not, I mean, it has to be a lot more money, I think.
Well, and as long as I love them, probably too.
No.
Okay. I mean, if you want to,
whatever.
If you
love Schmlo.
I mean,
don't complicate things.
But do you? Would you say? Because you, you and I were talking about. We both are in therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that you kind of are a love addict? Or
I mean, I think so. Like, yeah. I love falling in love. But you know what I like more than falling in love? I like the stable part. Like, the honeymoon phase is great and everything, but I really just want stability and I want a partner.
Yeah.
And so that's what I'm just, like, that's what I'm looking for.
Right.
Over and over and over, and I'm getting it wrong. So something is off,
well,
right?
Well, you had 5 years with Jim. I mean, that's like a good solid, and you had three kids
It was,
with
and I'm so committed. I'm so committed and loyal when I have that partner.
Yeah.
And I will do whatever I can to make it work.
Right.
But it takes two.
But also, like, do you agree that it might take, like, maybe 3 to 6 months to really get to know someone?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Because you have to have a fight and a trip. And you have to, you know, see how they're going to react when there's, I don't know, money issues or stress in a job or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. And you can't just have those experiences in a handful of weeks.
Right. So did you notice, like, with the last, I know we're not really saying you were married, but the third marriage,
mm-hmm.
That's going to be annulled. Did you notice, like, now red flags in the beginning?
Yeah.
Or no, was he really just a good actor?
I think both. I think both. I think that I was so ready for a partner. And for some, I have three little kids that I have all the time, pretty much. And so I just really want some help and I want a partnership.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, you know, he said all the right things and the families were a good fit, and he seemed to grow up similarly to me, and almost, it was almost like an arranged marriage, I felt like, except we chose one another.
Megan, I want to ask you, because you're a mom also. I have a child. There is something to say about when you're dating someone and they love your kids,
mm-hmm.
and help you with your kids. There's something so attractive that
it binds
sexy.
You. It bonds you.
And
you know?
I yeah. think that is one of the probably the main reason why I put up with so much of things that didn't work in my relationship with Scott, because he loved Monroe so much and was just there, like there, like helping me blow dry her hair and doing all these things. And it was so attractive that you overlook all these other things that, you know, that, and I think it's just being unselfish, frankly. You know what I mean? Like, we want our kids to be happy.
Yeah. And a family unit for them.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but with, in regards to Jim, I thought your custody schedule is interesting, because it is, you will have these three little kids. You have two 3.5-year-old twins,
yes.
and a 5-year-old.
Correct.
You have them for 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
Then Jim has them for 4.
Correct.
And then you have them again for 10.
Yes. Yes. That's a lot of time.
It's a lot of time. I mean, mm-hmm. you have them 20 days out of the month.
Yeah. But at least I get 2 weekends off. So that's really nice, because then I can kind of, like, travel or, you know, just take a breath.
But you really are kind of a single parent, really, because you have them the majority of the time.
Right, right, right.
And he doesn't want them anymore, or that's just that's what you both agreed to?
I mean, that's what we agreed to, so that's what we're doing.
What do you do with holidays?
We do every other holiday. But he just said to me the other day that I can take them for Easter if I want to.
That's nice.
Yeah, it is. But I'm going to go to Mexico, and so I'm not going to be around. And it's like, okay.
Because you'd already made plans.
I already made plans. Like, that's nice that he wants to give them to me for Easter, but can you tell me that 2 weeks ago, or, you know?
Right. You've already made plans to go to Mexico. So now what are you going to do? Do your kids go to your parents?
Well, no. So he's actually going to stay with them and give them an Easter now, because I was trying to move around my vacation so I could give them an Easter. But he changed his mind.
I mean, I have someone that I know really well who, they have 2 kids. And she will say to me sometimes, like, sometimes, honestly, divorce looks really attractive to me, because he'd have the kids 50% of the time.
I'm telling you, it worked out so well for me. And also, when you're dating and you're divorced and they take the kids 50-50, it's real convenient, especially when they're small, because they're really hard when they're small.
I did not want 50% custody.
Right.
And initially, we did have 50% when we were going through the divorce, and I don't think he could handle it, but I mean, it was great. It was week on, week off.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Oh, that's what you
but
do?
But I see now, when they're teenagers, you want them more.
Really?
Because I want them with me every day because they're so much fun. And they become, you know, real people that you laugh with and you have, you know, adult conversations with.
Yeah.
So that's where it gets hard is the week on. I really miss them when they're not with me. But when they were small, I was like, sayonara.
No, it's
see,
a lot.
I like your schedule. I wish I had
10,
Monroe.
4, 10?
I wish I had Monroe that much.
Really?
Especially now, because I just feel like every time I
and
feel
she's
like,
getting, she's easier now. Because I have a 5-year-old too. And we had our girls at the same time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're just a month behind.
Yeah. And same doctor, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Dr. Potter.
Yeah.
Yeah. We talked about this, but back when I first met you.
He's
because
probably
you were
drinking.
Brand new pregnant.
I was drinking. Yes.
Like, yeah. Your surrogate was brand new pregnant. And I was going through, like, just about to get pregnant with Aspen.
We should do a play date when you're in town. Do the kids ever in L.A.?
I bring Aspen out sometimes. She's easy, like, you know.
So you used to live in Orange County, and you were on Real Housewives of Orange County seasons 10 and 11, and that was like 2000.
And 12.
Oh, and 12.
Yeah, three.
Oh, you were on all three seasons?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were only on two.
Three.
And then were you the one, if I remember correctly, like you really went after the whole Brooks cancers?
Oh, yeah. That was me, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm glad you did.
Yeah.
I'm glad you
me
did.
Me too.
No.
You're such a liar.
Right.
They lied about cancer.
That was insane.
That's terrible. Insane.
That was a crazy, crazy season.
Yeah.
No, you had a beautiful house in Newport. You guys sold it. Now you since then you built some big mansion in St. Louis that Jim.
Yeah, Jim built it. Well, I mean I did too, but I never moved in.
You never got to move in.
No, his fiance did though. So I built like I had this awesome custom closet and like office and I'm like, here you go, it's all yours now.
So you never got to move in.
No.
So then you bought your own home.
Correct.
Yeah. And that was that with your money or Jim's money? Or
that was with my money.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, do we say that you you actually forfeited probably a lot of money you could have got from the settlement, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I wanted the kids, right? Like, it wasn't, for me, it was less about the money. I just wanted my kids to be safe and happy. And so I traded, the kids for money.
Yeah.
And he agreed.
Good.
Yeah.
So that's worked out. Now, you have one of your twins is special needs.
Yeah, he has cerebral palsy.
And that's requiring a lot of what? Physical therapy, occupational
Everything,
therapy.
Jeff. Oh my gosh, it's occupational, physical, speech, behavioral.
So how many different doctors is he seeing a week?
Not really a lot of doctors because CP isn't degenerative. So it's like, it doesn't get worse. It just kind of stays the same or like evolves into different needs as he grows older and his needs and abilities change. But he has a neurologist and a pediatric ophthalmologist, and that's pretty much it.
So, but you're finding yourself, like, you have to be very organized and regimented to make sure that you get, is it heart the one that?
Heart is, yes.
Yeah, heart. And so now you have to make sure that you have this consistent schedule for heart, right?
Yeah.
For the therapy appointments, doctor appointments, whatever. So it's probably best that you do have the kids over 20 days a month because you're the one that keeps them on the schedule, right?
It is. And it is better for that. But heart is not, he's got, you know, a lot of different issues, and he's an atypical child. I'm going to get him tested for autism too. Like he's just has outbursts, and the school's been calling. And
yeah, that's, I can relate.
I mean, he's difficult, and so that's a lot for me, you know, to take on. I would love to have their father more involved, and you know, but I don't, and that's okay. Like their father loves them, and that's very important that they know that, and he's consistently around.
Yes,
but. It would be nice to, you know, go to a doctor's appointment with somebody.
But you said to me, I don't know if that was private or not, that he hates you more than he loves his kids.
He hates me so much.
And just he will do things to just get to you.
He just like anything. If I want something, it doesn't matter. Like it doesn't matter if it's helping the kids. But if I want it. He will make sure I don't get it.
Okay, so for example, you are out here in Los Angeles for a few days.
Yeah.
He has the kids.
He does now.
Heart, it was supposed to go to was it a therapy appointment?
Yeah. He was supposed to have therapy this morning and he just didn't go.
Right. And what happened? Now you, being the organized mom that you are, you had already reached out earlier to say, "Look, Heart has this appointment tomorrow."
Right. Like he does a standing appointment. It's not new.
Okay, standing appointment. And your concern was that Jim was not going to take him.
Right. So I arranged for my father to pick him up.
And take him to the therapy appointment.
Right. And then my dad was there this morning, but no Hart. So Hart didn't go to therapy. His therapist texted me. That's how I found out.
Okay, so your dad went to the door, rang the doorbell, and then...
I don't know. I don't know about that, if he went to the door and rang the doorbell.
Am I stirring shit right now?
Probably.
Okay.
What else is new?
Likely yes.
Okay. That would infuriate me.
I mean, it sucks, right? Mm-hmm. And now, who's that hurting?
Yeah.
It's hurting Hart.
But do you believe that is this something to get back at you, or?
I think he gets really overwhelmed. He has seven kids.
And, oh, wow.
Yeah. And he is so overwhelmed. So I think that has more to do with it than anything else. I don't think he's actually trying to neglect Hart, but I don't think it's a priority either.
Got it. Because he's got, well, how old are the other kids?
They're 28, 24, 16, 13, and then my three. Five,
wow.
Three, and
okay,
three.
Okay, so he's overwhelmed.
Yeah, but three of them don't live with him. So he has one who lives with him, and then my three.
But
on occasion.
I mean, I would think that appointment today was. I mean, that's important. It was important.
Oh, also, baseball season has started, so he has to work. He has to go to work now. So that's a whole other thing.
But all you have to do is just get the put some clothes on the kid, and then just answer the door, and then just hand off Hart to your dad.
Doesn't seem hard, right?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't seem hard at all.
Right.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, plus the stuff you don't, like gas. Save on gas while you drive the kids to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever else you want to go. Plus, take some guilt-free time on the couch because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery. It's perfect for ordering new remote batteries, plus more coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you, plus snacks for your movie night. Plus, save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun, Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more. Because savings is what the whole Walmart Plus membership is all about. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions. $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential plan only, separate registration required.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
At Delta, we know Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. On the next flight, 8C is Mandy, a foodie. So we offer all types of food options. Because at Delta, everyone flies their own way. Delta, keep climbing.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We are back with Megan O'Toole Edmonds Biden.
What?
Oh, I forgot King. Megan King O'Toole Edmonds Biden, Megan Weaver, and Shane Douglas. And Megan, you moved your doctor's appointment.
I did. I was going to go to the doctor's tomorrow at 10, but I moved it to today after the show because I'm still, as you can hear, very raspy. So I got to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, but you had two COVID tests, right?
So two COVID tests, two PCR tests, negative. So it's just a bug, and it's just hanging on. But it's not contagious, Alyssa. I see you glaring at
me over
there.
How do you know? You're not a doctor. How do you know?
I don't think you stay contagious for two whole weeks.
Honey. Listen, if you stay contagious, you don't got to get contagious, all right?
Well, they sent her home. We were filming on Tuesday, and the production sent her home.
Yeah, I wanted to kick you out last week.
I know. I just keep coming back. Great. Like a bad rash.
Like a cockroach.
Also, I want to mention that the Hideaway Low Boys are here, Tim and Jeremy. If you're interested in buying some great wines.
Amazing wine.
Go to thehideawaylow.com.
Or follow them on Instagram.
Yep, at thehideawaylow. Excited to be here. Thanks for having us.
What are your favorite wines that you offer right now on sale on the website?
So we have a rosé that we call Flocking Fabulous.
It's
all
so
of
good.
The photography on all the labels are pictures that Jeremy's taken. So it's kind of fun experiences that we had. It's really popular, that rosé. We have a really great Syrah and also just released a really beautiful Cab Franc as well.
Andrew Freund would like to know, he's a co-host here on the show, he would like to know what the Bidens gave you as a wedding gift.
Good question.
Great question.
Well, they gave me my wedding.
They paid for it?
I mean, they hosted it.
The Biden family. Well, but what did the president buy you? Jill. And what did Jill get you?
So the president and Jill got me this beautiful crystal bowl from the White House.
So
and
classy.
And it has like the White House emblem logo.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you've actually been to the White House.
Yeah.
You've been in the Oval Office.
I have. Yes.
That's insane.
So exciting.
Yeah. It was cool. I mean, it's old and small and, you know, and just like the movies. So everything's the same.
Did you tour the whole White House or no?
A little bit. I got a little bit of a tour. Like I saw the bowling alley and like the florist. It was random. Like just in the basement kind of. It was quick. I was there for probably an hour.
Well, I'm really glad that
I was nervous.
I'm glad that our tax dollars went to getting President Biden to your wedding venue and blocking off all the streets for the marriage to last 71 days.
I mean, we didn't want him to die, right?
Had to protect the president.
Yeah. Like, that's what happens. He's just a normal dude who's not normal.
But, right. And then you were saying something like you guys were in the kitchen. He just kind of walked in and then grabbed a glass out of the cabinet.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what you were saying?
Yeah, so we got to meet the president. He was great. But yeah, we were in the kitchen, Megan's sister and I, actually. And he walked in and just grabbed a glass out of the cabinet. And
his sister's house.
Put it right under the refrigerator, you know, like we would all do at home.
Yeah.
And
got himself a glass
of
ice water.
Yeah, got some ice water.
How did he introduce himself to you?
He introduced himself. Jeremy can say this better than I can, but...
What do you say, Jeremy?
Jill said that she introduced herself. Hi, I'm Jill. And then he goes, I'm Jill's husband, Joe.
Like, so just casually. Cute. Like,
that's cute.
President. Oh, I like that. Yeah. That's funny.
Really nice guy, though. He really was
a
nice guy.
Yeah. Definitely.
Oh, it's too bad that didn't work.
But just
like,
a lot of perks.
Presidential perks.
Yeah.
Could have got on that plane.
Oh, you would have
been great. Air Force One.
Yeah, that would have been fun.
Has Cuff been on Air Force One with his new girlfriend?
No.
Is he dating someone?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay. So
he lives in L.A.
You were telling me, like, how did it end?
With a phone call.
He left, right? He left St. Louis and went to L.A.?
Yeah. Yeah. He left and went to L.A. because he was living with me in St. Louis. He left and went to L.A. And then he called me and was like, I want this to end. It was a quick phone call and I've never talked to him again.
Wow.
And you said the phone call lasted about 4 minutes.
Exactly.
Were you just like astonished, like aghast? Like what?
I mean, things were going south, right? Like, So I wasn't totally blown away, but like there was no try. That part was shocking to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, like, let's go to counseling.
Well,
we
got a counselor. And so we went to, like, he had one session with the counselor and he said he didn't have anything to work on. And then it was done.
Yeah.
And that was that. Honestly, I feel like it didn't happen. I mean, we talk about these, you know, like the president at the wedding. It feels surreal. It doesn't feel like it ever happened. I still love his family. I'm in contact with them. They're amazing. But the whole wedding, like, the whole experience with Cuff for 3 months, it feels like it didn't happen. I forgot. I didn't even remember that he lived here until I was here. Like, I dated a guy who used to live in Venice. And when I think of, and Cuff lives in Venice. And when I think about Venice, I think about the guy I used to
date. The other guy.
Yes.
That's
I don't
wild.
Think of Cuff, who I was married. It's crazy.
Okay, but now rewind, right? Let's talk about, like, the 5 weeks that he was courting you.
Okay.
Any red flags at all? Or was it later on that you're like, oh, God?
I mean, don't you think it's a red flag when somebody wants to get married after 5 weeks? Like, that's a big red flag right there. And I did it.
A little impulsive.
I was a total, like, accomplice, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right, but would you say that his personality changed after you got married?
The day after.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So...
But I should have seen this. Okay, it was very passionate, very intense emotions.
Yeah.
Intense. I should have taken that as a red flag.
Mm. Okay. So if he came back to you like tomorrow, would you consider going back to him?
I would be frightened.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The answer is a hard no. Absolutely not. Okay. No. The whole thing is like just, it's unsettling, that whole experience.
Was there any sort, because I'm trying to figure out what went wrong here without you telling me, because I know that you're, which I appreciate that you're.
Well, you know, I'll tell you off air.
Okay. But were there any sort of, I'm just trying to figure out what went wrong. Was there like any anger stuff? Was there just not being accountable? Was it like?
I think I would say all of that, right? Okay. So anything, you know, you could think of that could go wrong in a relationship that you would probably, you know, imagine.
Yeah.
Probably happened.
And then let me ask you this. I'm just assuming there might have been some anger stuff or whatever. Uh-huh. Is it because, would you have stayed if it weren't for the kids? Like, would you, or was it, I mean, it sounds like there was no choice because he made that decision, right? But was it more about the kids?
No, it wasn't. I think I probably was in it longer because of the kids.
I see.
You know, because like they were affected by this person. They yeah. knew him. And like he, if he was going to leave, that would affect them. So whereas like if there weren't children involved, I would be like, sayonara, sucker.
Now, I know that you said, because I know you're dating somebody new who you like.
Yeah.
I saw a picture of him. Pretty handsome.
Yeah.
He has like 7 kids.
Yeah.
So we know he's cool with family, right. Loves kids. Mm-hmm. It's a young relationship, correct?
Yeah, very young.
Okay.
Brand
so, you know, we were kind of telling you just, you know, keep it, you know, slow it down a little bit. Like,
and
you're
not
going to get married.
I don't want to get married, but I'm not good at slowing it down. I take things really fast.
Yeah. And I also, you sound like you're a little like me, where you do want to commit after like the first 30 minutes of the first date. And Shane, you're that way too.
1,000,000%.
Yeah.
What is it with us? Why are we like that?
I'm the kind of guy that if I always say to myself, I'm going to date a lot of people. I never do. I always think
right.
about one person.
Same.
And it's the only. And I feel like I'm a busy guy. I don't have a lot of time. Like, I don't want to spend it with someone that I want to spend it with my third choice.
Right. No.
Now, the one thing that you did last night, which I don't mean to like call you out, but.
Okay,
boy.
But I'm going to. But
so
here
you were
I go.
Here. You're here until Sunday, I believe.
Yeah.
You are going to the GLAAD Awards
uh-huh.
on
uh-huh.
Saturday
uh-huh.
night. You invited a good friend of yours. I know that you're not real close at this moment, right? But a friend of yours, a long-term friend.
Yeah.
Okay. So you invited your friend to attend the GLAAD Awards
yeah.
with you.
Uh-huh.
Then new said boyfriend, right? He reached
yeah.
out and is like, I'm going to fly to LA and meet you.
Right.
And then what did you do to your friend?
I'm so embarrassed right now. Like, my tail is between my legs so bad right now. So I said to my friend, I want to take my man.
Yeah.
I want to take my man to this event.
Can we say his first name?
No.
Okay. No. Okay, fine. We'll call him Steve, John, Mark. What do you want to call him?
Mike is great.
Okay, so you want to take
Steve, whatever.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right, so Steve's flying in.
No, I'm getting picky about his fake name.
Steve is flying in, and now you call your friend uh-huh. and be like, hey, you know, Steve's surprising me.
Yeah.
He's flying in LA to spend the weekend with me.
Uh-huh.
Do you mind if, you didn't even say, do you mind?
I was like, I said, I want to take him. That's what I said.
Yeah.
I want to take him to this event.
Instead of you.
That was implied strongly.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then what did he say in response? Because wow. this is all happening at
dinner.
Last night.
Yeah.
Was,
yeah. Mm-hmm. We were all, this was happening in live
yeah.
last night.
IRL.
He said, wow, period.
Not a good response.
And then,
eek.
Tim, you jumped in. Jeremy jumped
in. We did.
In. We're like, that was really fucking shitty.
No, you were the only one who thought it was shitty. Megan, Jeremy, and Tim thought it was, like, I was fine.
Yeah, I thought that the friend should have been a little bit more understanding and said, and even if he felt hurt, just say, okay, I get it. It's your new boyfriend. I was really looking forward to it, but I can see why you would want to bring your new guy.
Right. And then, Jeff, you thought it was really shitty of me.
I think that you made a commitment. You invited him. He was excited. It's a big event. And I think what could have happened is you go to the event for 2 hours with your friend.
Right.
And then you meet up with Steve afterwards.
Uh-huh.
And so what I would have done, which, as I told you, is that in the text, I would just say, hey, Steve is surprising me. And coming into town, I would want to take him to the GLAAD Awards, but I've already but I were committed to you. If you still like to go, then I'll just go with you for 2 hours and then I'll meet with Steve. But that's not mm-hmm. what happened. So then you texted him again. Do you have the text with you?
Yeah.
Did you do that one without me? That next
no.
text?
I went rogue.
She went rogue the whole time.
And I'm like, stop fucking texting without reading it to me.
Right.
You did
okay,
go rogue.
Okay, where is this?
But we were trying to do damage control. Because right. after he said, wow, we knew he was hurt.
And then yeah. you said for her to text him back, but to not send it Here. Without reading it out loud.
Okay.
And how long have you known this friend for?
Years. Oh, years. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Ah, babe. I didn't have any idea you'd react like that, but I totally get it, and I'm sorry I was being insensitive. I haven't even told him yet. Let's just go together still. He's surprising me by flying in tomorrow and just told me tonight, so that's what made me think about it. I think I helped you write that one.
No, you didn't. No. I did that on
You
all
did
all
a great job.
Thank
that
you.
Was
Thank
that was
you.
Good.
That was so what are you going to do? Are you going to go with your friend and then meet up with Steve after?
No, he said he made, and then we texted a little bit more, and my friend said that he had already made plans, which I don't
well,
really think he
let's,
had.
Well, let me read that, because this is okay. kind of a bitchy response. I cleared my calendar and arranged childcare for my kids, so I was a little caught off guard from your text. I was speechless. I was flattered you invited me as your friend, who happens to be gay, to an important event such as this for the LGBTQIA2+ whatever fucking community. Thank you for letting me know the background story. I already made plans since you canceled on me. So now you can go with your new guy. Oh, really? You made plans in the last 3 fucking minutes? That was kind of a bullshit
bitter.
Bitchy.
Yeah. He's bitter, but that's okay.
He's angry.
Like
he's
you
hurt.
Said, I screwed him over.
But
you
then
know?
We followed up again. Mm-hmm. We.
Yeah, we did. I asked all of you to put your input
but
in.
But you were almost sending yes. something. Remember, I was like, stop, no, because you were about to send
you said
something.
Too much.
Yes.
I did.
Oh,
yes. Shane, you helped me with
yes.
that.
We
Shane,
had to helped. Edit it because you sounded guilty because your next text was too long. So we yeah. edited it.
Right.
I'm really sorry. I'll call him Mike. I'm really sorry, Mike. I shouldn't have approached it this way, and I see that now. I never wanted to hurt you, and I want you to know how much I respect and appreciate you. Now, there was a few more sentences which we edited out, which is like,
I'm going to make it up to you.
Make it up to you. Yeah. I'm like, no, we're not doing that. We're just going to leave
right.
it
and that was
short
fine.
And sweet.
It was fine. And, yeah. and then he said, love you, right?
Yes, I think he loved your text.
There you go. Yeah.
So
it
look,
all worked out in the end.
Yeah. You're lucky you have us.
Oh, my God.
Thank
God.
God.
So
Thank
lucky.
You.
Like your angels
you.
On your shoulder.
Your chump angels.
You guys are the best.
Do you have people in St. Louis that look out for you and protect you like we do?
Yes, I do. I have great friends.
You do?
I do.
And are you, what? Why St. Louis? Is that where?
That's where I'm born and raised.
Oh,
and I have a lot of family there.
So you have your family, friends.
Yeah.
So you're not coming back to LA anytime soon?
No, I mean, I wanted. yeah. No, the kids are in school. It's a good place for them to grow up. And, you know, that's what planes are for.
Yeah.
So. I think I'll just stay there, keep them in school. I mean
that's
it wouldn't
what, that's
be hard
what Air
to get
Force
me back
One
up here.
Was for.
Yeah, no yeah. kidding,
Fuck
right?
that up.
That's what tax dollars are for.
Oh, shit. Now, are you still at all in contact with any of the Real Housewives
yeah,
of Orange County?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've talked to Tamara. I talked to, and then occasionally I'll talk to Heather and Kelly Dodd.
We were joking that Kelly Dodd is friends with.
Oh, I just saw a few. I just
all
did a
the
show
ex-housewives.
The other day with some.
Yeah.
Oh, she is.
Right. She's, I mean,
she's not friends with anybody she was actually on TV with because
not at
she's
that
an
time.
Asshole.
No, she's, no, she's friends with Shannon Bedore.
Oh,
they
she is?
They hang out.
Oh,
yeah. They
okay.
live close to each other, I think.
But okay. she's friends with everybody now. It's
right.
either when they're off the show or she's off the
right,
show.
Right. But not while they're
but
all
it's hard
on together.
To, is it hard to film with her?
It was. I mean, I brought her on the show. She was my friend. And we had fun together. The first season was fun. I warned her against Vicky, and then she became best friends with Vicky, and then Vicky screwed her over. I'm like, told you so. but after that, I mean, she got nasty. She's nasty. She goes
when
for the jugular.
Yeah, when she gets uh-huh. pissed off.
And she, yeah, totally. She
I can relate
off.
To that. It's usually like hurt, you know, mm-hmm. when someone's
it's
really
it's definitely
hurt,
that. But I enjoy Kelly. She's funny and
I agree.
Fun.
She's a good time.
She is a good time.
She's been on this show several times. She calls in a lot, too. She'll probably call in today.
Yeah.
Hi, Kelly. She'll probably be pissed off that I called her an asshole.
I think she knows that you're kidding. Joking, kind of.
Well, also, you just
like,
when,
I'm
she
kind
gets
of,
angry,
yeah,
when she gets angry.
Yeah,
when she gets angry and gets hurt, then we'll lash out, which... You
that
know, you see.
Yes, like big time lash out. Yeah.
Now, right. this mm-hmm. morning at coffee, you seemed a little stressed because you have your kids on Monday.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, you no longer have a nanny. What happened?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So, an au pair. So, my au pair the other day, like 2 days ago, she's done because, okay, you're not allowed to have your au pair spend the night overnight with the kids. But
according to, is that an agent? That's an agency.
That's an agency rule.
Okay.
And, we broke the rules because she said to me, oh, I don't care. I'll spend the night with the kids. Like, just pay me a little extra money. I'm like, great. This is awesome. So I, you know, leave town to come here, to come to LA to do some work and stuff.
And Jim was taking the kids the very next day, right?
Like, I know. I think she had 3 overnights.
Okay.
I think it was Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Yeah.
Then the agency found out.
I think she was overwhelmed, and she told the agency. And so the agency removed her from my house and then fired me from the agency because for breaking the rules.
So now you have to go home and find a nanny.
Now I have to take care of my kids by myself.
Oh, God.
Wow. But they go to school from 8 to 3, right?
Yeah. I mean,
those three little
kids. It's a lot, though. It's a lot, you know, just logistics, like trying to, you know, do therapy or, you know, if somebody has a play date or whatever.
Yeah.
That's just difficult without another adult.
Because you got to put all three kids in the car.
Right. Or like if somebody's napping, you know, it's all three of my kids still nap. It's just hard.
I mean, you're a stay-at-home mom. Like, I don't want.
Yeah.
You're not like me with, like, you know, four different staff members helping you with one kid. Like, you're home and you're home all day.
I'm doing all the things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm doing none of the things.
I wish.
That's not true.
Up? No.
You bathe her. You put her to bed.
I took her to get a manicure pedicure the other day.
Oh, yeah. That's so cute. Aspen loves doing that.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, it is. It's cute. But I don't know what I'm going to do. No nanny. So if any nanny's listening.
In St. Louis. In St. Louis.
Yeah.
That's actually the best way to hire someone, I think, is on Jeff Lewis Live.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Send me a message on Instagram for real.
They really are. They're very responsible listeners.
That's how you got Shane.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah. And I'm so stable.
Good.
Very stable.
Do you want to move in with me next?
No. I'm doing okay.
Okay. Oh, man.
You don't have teenagers yet.
No.
But, you know, Mega's in a situation now where her daughter is 16 and is now starting to date. You have now referred to him as, he said he looks like a baby maker.
Baby maker.
Yeah, I saw his picture.
And then what are you doing now about when they go in her room and they close the door?
So he came over last weekend.
Is she pregnant yet?
No, not yet. So
He came over
last weekend, and again they went in the room and watched TV and shut the door. I just go in and check a lot. So I'll ask them if they want anything to eat, and then when the food comes, I'll bring it in, and then I'll go in and tell them a funny story, and you know what I mean, like I tell them jokes, you know.
Do you think they're doing it?
No, absolutely not.
You don't think they're doing it?
No, not yet. They're just, they're new, they're fresh, they're young, they think it was like, you know, it's a new thing.
And the way your house is situated, it's not like it's very far from where everyone's hanging out.
Right, so it's a small house, and the doors to the bedroom suites are very close together.
It's not that private.
So it's not very private. Oh, and they're glass doors.
Oh.
So they're not like solid wood
doors. No, they're frosted. Like,
they
you
are
can't
frosted.
See.
Right, you can't frosted. See through. But, no, I just go in and check. Kelly Dodd gets really mad at me. She's like, you got to leave that door open.
I'd leave the door open.
She does?
Yeah. She's like, she doesn't approve of my
parenting. Well, she has a teenager now, too.
Right. She said she would always leave the door open.
The door
she
may leave the door not open. Be the only thing that's frosted.
Right. Oh, Jameson.
He's a disgusting
guy. He is a sexual deviant.
Couldn't help it.
Terrible.
I stopped myself
she's
at first.
She's a child.
And I know she's a child.
She
it's a terrible
a
thing to say. I just couldn't help it.
So Aspen is, let's just say fast forward 11 years. Aspen is 16. She's dating a baby maker. Mm. Are you letting her close the door?
God, I don't know. I don't know. Are you?
No.
I don't think so either.
No.
But well, the other thing, too, is like I said, the house is, the rooms are close together. So they're watching Spider-Man. It's loud. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like it makes sense to shut the door. And if I'm checking literally every 20 minutes, you know?
I would feel more comfortable if they were in a public room. So a living room, a family room.
But I like that
a
room.
Screening room, whatever. But
that's,
not.
That's
but,
my room.
Yeah, but not. Yeah, not the bedroom.
Well, then when do you talk to your daughter about birth control? Or
well, she's on birth control for her skin, for like skin issues.
Is that what you're telling people now?
Yeah,
that's story. That's what I told my mom when I was 18.
Oh, great.
But I thought you were going to up the dosage.
Now, Alyssa told me I don't have to.
Just because he looks like he has strong
sperm. My doctor, Alyssa Heimrich, told me I don't have to.
You can tell just by looking.
I'm the resident doctor of Jeff Lewis Live. You don't need to up it.
Yeah.
If she's on birth control, she's on birth control.
Yeah.
It's going to do its job.
So Dr.
Make
Alyssa
sure she's
said
taking
we're fine.
It.
Yeah, yeah. Same time every day.
Yeah.
All right,
we're not there yet. Everybody just calm.
Sweetie,
we want to get there before you're there yet.
Right. Okay.
You understand?
When
you need to be ahead
age,
of it.
And all right. I was watching Spider-Man with the door closed.
That's code.
They're there.
Yeah, yeah. I agree. All right, so if you have any questions for Megan, King, O'Toole, Edmonds, Biden, give us a call. Jessica in Florida, good morning.
Oh, my gosh. Shout out, Shane.
Shout out, Jess. Good morning, girl.
Good morning. I am calling because Megan Weaver, I mean, there's some wiener touching going on in that bedroom, just so you know.
Yeah, there's definitely.
I mean, I know it's going to happen eventually.
I think it already has.
Well, I don't know. I think they're going slow. She's very good at communicating with me, so I believe that when stuff really starts getting serious, she will let me know. But yeah, I'm not an idiot. I'm sure there's some, I'm sure there's some touchy-feely stuff happening.
I got a DM that says, we've been talking about the Baldo. Right. If you guys use that Baldo thing, I will have to stop listening. That's fucking disgusting. Balls don't go in ass. They smack it.
Wait,
if Jeff actually ordered it, just give it to Jameson.
Oh,
so kind and generous.
Yeah. All right, Jameson,
my
you're
birthday
up.
Is coming up.
Oh, there you go.
I have great news. Yours will arrive on Saturday, Jeff.
Really?
Oh, shipped. The Baldo's coming for this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's exciting. Up for Easter weekend.
Oh, for the hideaway.
At the hideaway.
Romantic Baldo weekend.
Kendall in Delaware. Hi, Kendall.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I was just calling because when Megan was talking about the traffic jam, because I live in Wilmington, Delaware.
Uh-huh.
I know where Joe's house is.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And we call that traffic a Joe Jam.
The Joe Jam.
Oh, there was a Joe Jam the day
I
of your wedding.
I caused it. Yeah, that was because of me. Sorry about that.
Kendall, what do you think about Drew's door being closed?
What? I'm sorry?
What do you think about Drew's door being closed? And Megan's
house? No.
Yeah.
My mother never, ever, when I'd have boyfriends over, the door was always open.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
I agree.
Yeah, I couldn't go in a bedroom.
Oh, you weren't allowed to go into the bedroom.
That's not happening. Yep.
Okay.
Karen in Orange County, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Karen.
Hi. Same. No, you keep that door open, Megan.
Wow, strong opinions on
I mean,
this.
Next thing I know, CPA, was it Child Protective Services, is going to be showing up at my CPS.
CPA, Child Protective Services.
My accountant's going to be showing up at my door.
I'll be like, Travis, what are you doing?
Mona in Michigan. Oh, thank God they're all. Hi, Mona.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, Mona.
Hey. Hi, Mona.
What do you think?
Okay. Okay, so you cannot let her have the door closed. I'm afraid you're being a bit naive, Megan, because back in the day when you could have an extra landline to your bedroom instead of the main house line, me and my girlfriend each had a home line to our bedroom. And so I called her. She told me she was going to be home. And she wasn't answering. And so then I called her mother on the main phone line. And I said, hey, can you get... can you get so-and-so just in case she's listening? Anyhow, so then she goes, oh, yeah, she's home. She goes, let me just go get her. And then so she opened the door and she said, Mona, I'm going to have to let you go and she's going to have to call you back.
Uh-oh.
And so her boyfriend was going down on her.
Oh,
so do not.
Oh, no.
Why didn't they lock the door?
My kids' doors don't have locks.
Oh, yeah. Mona, do you think there's definite wiener touching going on?
Oh, my God, you guys.
Oh, for sure.
There's oh,
for
sure. Mona.
There's boob touching.
Come
that's
on.
For sure.
Yeah. Thank you, Mona. I think you're correct.
I think you guys are just all, like, we're more racy.
Is it?
Maybe. She lives in California. She's an LA girl.
I mean, look who's talking.
Look who the mother is.
Tanya. Tanya in New Jersey. I mean, the phones are lighting up.
Sure.
Megan. My husband and I did it in high school, okay?
Okay.
When we wanted to do it, we figured out a way.
Yeah.
See, that's the other thing, too.
That's true.
Closed,
that's a good
door
point.
Door open, door, we went, go to the bathroom, we figured out a way. My mother would be right down the hall.
Yeah, so I think that's a good point. Yeah. I feel like they're going to find a way no matter what, no matter whether the door's open or
closed.
Let's
not make it easy for them. Why don't you get them a fucking hotel room while you're at it? Make
Maybe
it more
they can
difficult.
Come to Santa Barbara with you. A romantic weekend.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Michelle, we have one more call?
90 seconds.
90 seconds. Michelle in New York. 90 seconds.
Hi, Jeff. How are you? I never mind closing doors or having boys. I couldn't even use a tampon. My mother said no virgins are able to use tampons, so you can't use them.
Well, that's true. Just kidding.
All right, thank you, Michelle. Megan, King, thank you so much for being here. This was so much
fun
hanging out. Jeremy, Tim, thank you for being here. Thank you for the wine. Make sure to check out thehideawaylow.com. All right, have a great day, everybody.
Bye.
NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Vacations are always good. Sometimes they're even great. And Celebrity Cruises is about to ruin all of that. Because once you explore with us, you'll never want a vacation any other way. And with new quick Caribbean escapes, you'll never want a weekend any other way either. Celebrity Cruises. Nothing comes close. Visit celebrity.com, call 1-800-CELEBRITY, or contact your travel advisor. Ships Registry, Malta and Ecuador.